The State Highway 25 between Thames and Coromandel is still closed due to slips. And while State Highway 25A, the Kupu Hukuai Road, is open, caution is needed. That's the advice there. Further north, Auckland's Scenic Drive is closed again today due to a large slip near the West Coast Road intersection, Waiatarua. Use an alternative route on that one. And in other traffic news, there are reports of a crash at the Poihuahua Viaduct south of Warkworth. Delays are likely. It's coming up to 12 minutes to 8.
Australia's flawed extradition system means New Zealanders are getting away with serious crimes in Australia. Justice Minister Andrew Little has highlighted the problem. He says in the past 18 months, five New Zealanders accused of crimes as serious as rape and child abuse were sent to Australia to face charges, only to be refused entry at the border or sent back without facing trial. The Justice Minister Andrew Little joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Guy.
What is happening here?
Look, I can only guess, but my having looked at it and looked at the various cases and the decisions that the Australian authorities have been making, I can only guess that what has happened is that the Immigration Authority is a federal department and they've been driven by their reasonably new immigration rules and policies, which are very strict, as opposed to the state authorities who are applying for extradition and seeking to have alleged offenders returned to Australia. And the two, whether they have been not been talking to each other properly or just talking past each other, but something has fallen down in the middle, and that has meant that people who have been the subject of extradition applications actually haven't ended up facing justice.
How did you find out about this? Who brought it to your attention?
This came out as a result of a Supreme Court decision at the end of last year with a chap who's the subject of an extradition application from Australia to face charges there. It's a case that's gone all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court was sufficiently concerned about what they had seen and heard about Australian authorities that, unusually for an extradition to Australia, they required me, as the Minister of Justice, personally to make the decision on extradition. That's required me to inquire into exactly what has been going on, and I've now discovered what has happened in the last 18 months or so with these various cases of people who have had extradition orders against them returning to Australia and either being denied criminal justice visas or being detained in immigration detention or being sent back.
Yeah. So what's happened to these, you mentioned these five cases in the past 18 months. These people are all what, still in New Zealand, awaiting trial in Australia? It's bizarre almost, isn't it?
I think one is still in immigration detention and the others are here having not faced the charges that they've had levied against them.
So what does New Zealand do with these people then?
Well, we can't do anything. They're not charges that have been laid in New Zealand. The offences haven't been committed in New Zealand. But these are people who have had charges laid against them in Australia. In one case I'm aware of, the prosecuting authority has just withdrawn the charges because they've decided that it's just impossible to get the person back. But these are people who are now here in New Zealand.
So justice clearly hasn't been done in that case, or indeed any of these cases yet, is it?
In none of the cases. And I think the point I've made to the Australian authorities myself, and it's not just me, the Attorney General has, and I know the Grand Solicitor or the Solicitor General's office is taking this up with her counterpart, and that is that the victims in Australia, of course, they don't get justice because the person who has allegedly offended against them, they don't see them get to be called to account.
So what can you do about this, and what are you trying to do?
Well, we're trying to get some clarity about the rules, and hopefully, I'll have a face-to-face discussion with the appropriate person in Australia at some point about just trying to clarify the rules, particularly when it comes to extradition. Well, look, we have enough concerns about the way they've been applying their deportation policy and the cancellation of the special category visas that many New Zealanders are on. But when it comes to extradition, that is about the administration of justice, and it is about people who have offended against others being brought to account, and we can't have that system breaking down. That's not fair on anybody.
Thanks very much for your time. That is the Justice Minister, Andrew Little.